Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And she joins us courtesy of the John Shushikola Banker Hotline. I think that a couple days ago, she might have hopped into a bikini finally this season. Did you or did you not? Or did I missee something?
I did it yesterday, in fact, because
yesterday,
I know we'll talk about. When we're having mixed reactions, we have gotten about 600 new followers to Bar Down Beauties, which is incredibly successful, except a lot of the comments are people that are like, oh, I hate hockey. Hockey isn't fun to listen to. Why is this page all about hockey? And I was like, that's kind of our thing here, fellas. it's a good and bad.
Hold. You got to help me out with this. You're saying, first off, we know why you got all the added followers. The added followers is because of the bikini stuff. So we can stop all that stuff about Quinn Hughes. We'll get to him in a second. But I think that we should request, I think the listening audience out there in the text line should request that you hop into a bikini tomorrow. It's going to be balmy tomorrow. It's going to be 40 tomorrow.
I know. What is this weather? It's been snowing every day, then it stops, and it finally gets sunny, but it's 20 below zero, and then we're bouncing up to 40, and then we're leveling back out to normal by, Friday. It's bizarre.
Yeah, it is crazy. All right, so help me with this. Did you say that people actually, that are fans of the Bar Down Beauties podcast, had some negative things to say about Quinn Hughes coming to the Wild? Help me work through that for me.
I mean, for some reason, I'm sure this is not the only fan base to do this, but in Minnesota in particular, our fans get very attached to players. Zee Bouillon, everybody was very excited about, rightfully so. Marco Rossi, there was a fondness for him for some reason, and he had 60 points last year. Great. Not as much attachment to Liam Ogren, it seems, but people did not want to part ways with them. Plus a first round pick. Oh my goodness, that no named person. What could we have had with a first round? Well, I'll tell you what you get. You get a Quinn Hughes, guys. You get a Quinn Hughes. So I understand it. It was a haul. But again, it is Quinn Hughes. So it's well worth it. You have to trade value to get value. That's what Bill Guerin did. Huge swing. Fans, we're going to be okay. We're going to be better than okay. Yes, you lost some good players in the process, but you got a great player as a result.
All right, so help me or help explain to the people out there in the listening audience, and including myself, a little educate me on Quinn Hughes. Talk about what we got in regards to him as a player. He is one of the, top dozen players in the league?
Top 10. He is the best American-born defenseman playing in the National Hockey League right now. Cale Makar is on par with him. I'm sure everybody's very familiar with him for Colorado Avalanche. Also very good defenseman. Quinn Hughes, right there with him. So good. 26 years old, is a Norris Trophy champion, which is given to the best defenseman in the league. He was a finalist the year after he won it. He's had a 90-point season. He is as good offensively as he is defensively. Not only just him, he just tilts the ice in his team's favor every single time out there. He's just an incredible player. There has not been a player to wear a Minnesota Wild jersey, aside from maybe Kirill Kaprizov, that is this elite and is this good in the National Hockey League.
All right, we're talking to I'm just excited even hearing that. We're talking to Jesse Pearson of Bar Down Beauties Podcast here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. So I said this earlier at the beginning of the show. I want to see, because you're more in tune on everything that's going on with the Minnesota Wild and the National Hockey League. Right now, the Minnesota Wild, after this trade, have elevated themselves into Stanley Cup contenders, correct?
Yes. So, you want me to continue? I can go.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me why.
I have covered this team for 10 years, like 10 years, which let's not do math on how old that makes me. But that being said, I have never said that this team is going to win a Stanley Cup with my whole chest as I have the past few days, like
what?
Since the Quinn Hughes trade. Wait.
Danny Green once said, if you're ready to crown them, go ahead and crown them.
Well, I know, but, you know, they are who you thought they were. But this team is not who we thought they were, because you go back to October, things have changed, man, for the better, that's for sure. But, no, I mean, Quinn Hughes does that much. You saw it immediately in the game on Sunday against the Boston Bruins, his debut. A 6-2 victory. Now, this is not a terrible Boston Bruins team. Yes, they've had their own struggles, but they were coming in on a four-game heater. They had just beat the Winnipeg Jets. They were rested going against a Minnesota Wild team that had just played the day before. You know, a 6-2 dominating victory, pretty much a 6-1, because there was a goal within the final second that was just kind of sloppy. He made everybody around him excited and better, and it makes this team so complete. They're deep on the blue line. You've got your two best goaltenders. You've got Matt Boldy, Kirill Kaprizov doing their thing up front. You could add maybe one more piece, which I would love to see, but really, it's incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, I was excited because I was on the air the night that I even texted you that night. I was like, Quinn Hughes? Really? Would you say that this was unexpected? Because when I was on the air and I saw this in the hall that with the Blockbuster, what it ended up being, I was sitting here and I'm saying to myself, these are not typically the types of swings that Minnesota sports teams take. To know that Bill Guerin, who I like him, I don't know him at all, whatever, I've only met him maybe once or twice because I'm rarely at the X, but for him to take a massive swing like this, I love everything about that.
Exactly, and that's, you know, going back to the point that we had discussed where, oh no, you have to give up a Marco Rossi, a Z Bulliam is going to be Quinn Hughes maybe in 3 or 4 years, maybe. That's his plan, that's the trajectory, right? We don't know that. He's going to be a very good defenseman, but we don't know. Quinn Hughes is Quinn Hughes as right now, right? So, I mean, you have to swing big to win big, and for years, as you just mentioned, Minnesota fans are clamoring, we want to win. You got to do stuff like this in order to get even closer to that victory. So Bill Guerin is done with living in mediocrity. It's not the first time he's made a big move, obviously. The buyouts of Zach Parise and Ryan Suter put a defining moment. Signing Kirill Kaprizov to that extension, big defining moment. But this is probably the biggest and what I'm going to bet is the most successful of his tenure here.
All right, so they defeat Boston 6-2 last night. Did you get an opportunity to be around Hughes at all last night? What did he say to the media?
Yeah, he was fantastic. Most of the time when Vancouver would roll into town, Quinn, I believe, was injured, or I hadn't really had an opportunity to interact with him too much until last night, but he spoke with reporters post-game before John Hines did, and he's so excited. He was even taken aback by the love that the Minnesota fans were. As soon as he came onto the ice, it was just a roar that usually was only reserved for Kirill Kaprizov. And then he scores in his debut, which was incredible. And just, you can feel the excitement. I was at Chipotle the night before. I know, not Taco Bell, but Chipotle, because it was BOGO. So smart move on my part. And fans were talking about going and buying tickets to the Wild game. I have not heard this town abuzz about the Minnesota Wild in just sheer excitement in a very, very long time. So that's what he's done. And then post-game, Quinn had said, he will definitely remember what Bill Guerin gave up in order to get him. He had said other teams could have packaged their best assets, but they didn't want to. And Billy did. And that's something he's going to remember because...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
not to dull the excitement, he is only going to be here right now per his contract until 26-27. He's eligible to sign an extension July 1, and Minnesota would be the only team that could sign him to an 8-year extension under the CBA, but nothing has been assured that he will re-sign here, so that's the big caveat. However, again, Quinn Hughes saying he loves what Bill Guerin did. He loves what the core has here. So him re-signing or signing an extension is a very, very good possibility as well.
You know, one of the things that I want to slide into this conversation, because I love what they've done here, is I think the timing of it is awesome. And let me explain why real quick and get your opinion on it. He comes to the team over the weekend. He plays last night. He actually scores a goal last night. They are hot, arguably the hottest team in the NHL right now, especially the way the goaltenders have been playing. But for this next week, okay, right up until right before Christmas, this team, over the course of the next five games, four of those games will be at home. So to me, when I say good timing or great timing, you have an opportunity for Hughes to play in front of the home fans four out of the next five games before you get ready to go on the road for an extended away-from-home break because of everything that's happening with the World Hockey Junior Championships here over in St. Paul.
Yeah, I love it. Fans are going to love it. I mean, it's no secret that it's been quiet in St. Paul for the past little while. The team struggled, obviously, through October. Last year, their home record was kind of brutal. Injuries have been running amok. And you started to, again, see that interest resurface after the really hot November, after Jesper Bellstedt became the wall in St. Paul and has been showing up his part. Obviously, Kirill has always done his thing. Matt Boldy having a good year. But it just, it's something different. It is. It's just Quinn Hughes, again, is a name that's so renowned in the hockey world. You're getting him at 26 years old. He is in his prime. So this is also isn't, you know, no disrespect to bringing Marc-Andre Fleury in, because that was incredible. I'm so honored to be able to have covered a legend. You signed the name. You didn't necessarily sign a Fleury in his prime. And while he had a nice career here, this is so different because Quinn Hughes, 26, that prime window. So he is going to be playing the best hockey of his career right now. And he's in Minnesota. I saw a fan wearing a Quinn Hughes jersey immediately yesterday, which, you know, just became available fresh off the print. It's just very, very special. And the fans deserve it. This is the state of hockey. They deserve to have a superstar like this, like Kirill, like Brock Faber, like Matt Boldy, and Jesper and Gus as well. It's so much fun to be a hockey fan right now in Minnesota.
All right, last thing for you, and then we'll let you go, Jesse. The way that I get excited whenever LeBron James comes to the Twin Cities and plays the Minnesota Timberwolves at Target Center, that's just, I don't care whatever age he is, from one year into the next, I just get excited when the Lake Show comes here and he plays. Not a thing this year because he was out injured the first couple of weeks of the season. But when you look at the Washington Capitals, you know, Alex Ovechkin and the crew here tomorrow night, do you get that same type of feel? Do you get that same excitement like I do?
I'm going to give you a secret. I'm going to tell you a secret because I did something today that I took a lot of guts. It took balls as big as Bill Guerin's have been. I asked Alex Ovechkin for a selfie because I don't know when I'm going to see this man again. And he is a reason I fell in love with hockey. I remember being 18 years old and watching his highlights on repeat. And I was like, this is my guy. Like he is so much fun to watch. And he plays with that same swagger at 40 years old. So I've got my selfie. Can't wait to print it out because I was like, I have to. I know this is not professional of me, but I have to. You were at practice today. It was so fun. Great guy too, very, very welcoming and nice enough to say, yeah, sure, of course. And I was like, oh, thank you. Yes. So yes, that answers that question. I get so excited. There's no players that really leave me awestruck, and Alex Ovechkin, he's the guy. He's the GOAT.
Well, I thank you again for joining us and hopping on short notice tonight, Jesse. I am on the rest of this week, and then next week I'm here Monday, but then done. And not back until after the new year. So if I don't talk to you until after the new year, happy holidays to you and yours.
Well, you too, but I will be seeing you at Grand Casino Arena.
Yes, you will see. You will see. Yeah, absolutely.
Love it.
100%.
Love it. We'll talk soon.
All right. Sounds good. That's Jesse Pearson of Bar Down Beaters Podcast, NHL.com, joining us here on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.